Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition radio show with Dr. Joseph Nemeth. Dr. Nemeth is a board-certified periodontist with over 25 years' experience in state-of-the-art oral health. He's joining us tonight to talk about where we stand with COVID-19, and he'll also be introducing the concept of preventative medicine as it applies to some of the major diseases of our time. He'll discuss with you directly where his research has led him with respect to the prevention of so many of those diseases, especially heart disease, dementia, and Alzheimer's. You won't want to miss what Dr. Nemeth has to say regarding the prevention of these deadly and debilitating diseases. If you have a question for the doctor, we invite you to call 800-859-0957. Again, that's 800-859-0957. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to News Talk 760. WJR. Welcome to this special edition of the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. I'm here tonight talking with Dr. Joseph Nemeth, board-certified periodontist in Southfield, Michigan. Dr. Nemeth is with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic, the latest treatments in periodontic care, and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctor on the topics we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Again, that's 800-859-0957. Dr. Nemeth, welcome to the show. We are so privileged to have you here. We know in the struggle that we're still in the middle of COVID-19, so many people are still afraid, the people with pre-existing conditions. What can you tell us about the relationship between gum disease and COVID, and what do people need to know?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because our focus about gum disease in the past used to be, well, if you have gum disease, you can lose your teeth. Well, certainly you can, if you have gum disease, you can lose your teeth. But now I think the focus has really shifted largely to not only what gum disease can do to your teeth and your mouth, but what it can do to your body. Almost every organ in your body is affected by the bacteria that cause gum disease. Those bacteria get into your bloodstream. They affect every part of your body. They cause what's called an inflammatory reaction or an inflammatory response throughout your body. These bacteria increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure. All of the things that make you more susceptible to the damage from COVID, all of those things that make you more susceptible to the damage from the COVID virus are made more severe if you have periodontal disease. So your risk of all of those diseases, heart attack, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, pancreatic cancer, the list goes on really ad infinitum. Every part of your body is affected negatively. And so all of the cofactors that we're worried about that make COVID worse are made worse if you have periodontal disease.
I think that most of us think that, you know, we go to the dentist, we get regular checkups, and I know because I've heard you talk many times and you've had other radio shows on the air, and you've explained that once it gets under the gum, you're kind of lost. And the people think that we may know that we have bacteria in our mouth, but I think a lot of people think that if they take mouthwash and gargle once or twice a day, they're going to kill that bacteria. And this is just not so, right?
Well, yeah, it's so. It's going to kill those bacteria, but it's not going to kill the bacteria that cause gum disease. And why is that? Because the bacteria and the parasites, we're not just talking about bacteria. We're talking about parasites. We're talking about spirochetes that... And these same spirochetes we find in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. We're talking about all kinds of bacteria and parasites get down deep under the gum. Well, the mouthwash does not get under the gum. It cannot reach those organisms that are really responsible for the infection and the damage that occurs in periodontal disease or gum disease. To me, periodontal disease, gum disease, it's the second silent killer. What's the first silent killer? High blood pressure. We all know about that. And most people don't know they have high blood pressure. It has to be found by their physician. almost most people, the vast majority of people, don't know they have periodontal disease. It's silent. It causes no pain. You don't know that you have it. By the time you suspect something's wrong, very often many teeth are loose and may have to be lost. So it needs to be caught early. Your general dentist can check your mouth and measure for gum pockets where these organisms may exist. But a mouthwash typically does not get to the area where the infection exists, which is underneath the gum, not superficially.
And I know from prior conversations with doctors that have been on the show that have talked about Alzheimer's, once you get it, there's no turning back. There isn't a cure for Alzheimer's. There isn't a cure for dementia. But we certainly know that, what would you say, 10 or 20 years before the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's, if you're able to kill the parasite or bacteria that causes it, then why not take that early step?
And Maria, you're really up on this stuff.
Well, I try to be.
Most people aren't. Actually, they're finding that the bacteria, Porphyromonas gingivalis is actually the name of the bacteria that they believe is at fault here. These bacteria get into your brain, and your brain, in trying to kill these organisms, actually a sort of a barrier is built up around the organisms. So the brain is not, your body is not able to kill these bacteria, but instead causes a buildup of amyloid, which is the precursor and part of what happens when you have Alzheimer's disease. So they do now very strongly believe, and there have been a number of confirmatory studies indicating that these organisms get into your brain and very frequently initiate the Alzheimer's process, but you don't know it because it can take 10, 15, 20 years or longer before you really see the effects of it. It's a slowly progressive disease. So even if you get it early, that doesn't mean you have to suffer the worst consequences, because the sooner you eliminate these bacteria, the less damage they're going to be able to cause, even if they do get to your brain. Your body naturally will fight these bacteria, but if they're kept being fed into the bloodstream by the infection, you're not going to be able to handle it very well.
We're going to come back and talk about how you take care of this on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show. We're talking about how the treatment of gum disease can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have questions, you can reach Dr. Nemeth by calling 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to call the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Dr. Joseph Nemeth Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. We're here tonight talking with Dr. Nemeth, board-certified periodontist in Southfield, Michigan. Dr. Nemeth is with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic, the latest treatments in periodontic care, and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctor on the topics we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Nemeth, continuing on from where we left off before the break, we know that Alzheimer's is bad news. There's no treatment for it. There's no turning back. When you get the diagnosis, it's just a downward, horrifying journey for maybe 10 years. You have got in your clinic state-of-the-art equipment that diagnoses the bacteria that causes gum disease. A lot of people don't know about that. Can you please tell us what it is that you do to identify that bacteria in your office?
Well, when a patient comes into our office and they suspect they have periodontal disease, or I suspect they have periodontal disease, which is most of the patients who come to my office, is because I'm a periodontist. Yes, we do dental implants and we do other procedures as well, but mainly we want to get people healthy. Mainly we want to stop infection. Mainly we want to stop periodontal disease in its tracks. How do we know? With every patient that comes in that we suspect has that kind of a problem, we actually take a swab or a sample from underneath their gum tissue. We take a sample of something called plaque. And we take that plaque and we look at it under a microscope. I look at it, and the patient looks at it. We both look at it together, and we look for bacteria and parasites that we see when there is periodontal disease, and they're very easy to see. Because
wait, Dr. Nemeth, I don't mean to interrupt you, but when you say the patient looks at it, the patient's not looking in a petri dish, right? I mean, the patient, where's he looking at it?
Well, we have, to put it mildly, large TV screens mounted on the wall. These screens may be 88 inches wide.
Yeah, I mean, that's
they are
talking
big.
Television.
Patients are getting the message.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And I tell the patient, I said, you know, we're going to put this under the microscope, and you're going to see what I'm going to see. And so we put that up on the TV screen, and we screen it. We screen it for active organisms. We screen it for spirochetes, which are in the same family that cause syphilis. These are a different kind. We screen it for trichomonads. We screen it for amoeba, certain spinning and gliding rods. And these are very easy to see because they're active. They're moving around. If nothing is moving, they may blood cells, dead bacteria, food particles. Those things don't move. We're not concerned about those things. We're concerned about the things that we actually see moving. And when patients see, if they have periodontal disease, and they see in full living color, so to speak, what's going on in their mouths, they're almost always aghast. They're almost always shocked. And they say, oh my God, that's in my mouth? And they know that they need to get rid of it, and they want to get rid of it.
Fast.
And we do get rid of it. There's two parts to treatment. There's my part, which is stopping the infection and stopping the disease. That's what I do with the laser. Very, very, very effective. We don't do cutting anymore. I used to cut away gum tissue. A lot of people still do. I would never do that anymore because it makes the teeth sensitive. You have spaces between the teeth. It's simply not the way to go, in my opinion. So we use a laser. We use a laser under the gum, which destroys these organisms. It kills them, and it also tends to enable the gum to reattach to the tooth and close these little pockets where the bacteria lodge. So I do the first half of treatment with it. The first half is very, very important, but there's a second half, and the second half is equally important. So I tell the patients, okay, I'm going to stop the disease process. Sometimes I use the word cure, but I'm going to stop the disease process. But this disease process can reestablish itself. It can come back. So the first part is stopping it. The second part is teaching you what you need to do so it doesn't come back, so it doesn't reestablish itself. And if we can do that together, we're going to be able to save your teeth, at least the vast majority of them. Now, sometimes teeth are so far gone because the patient had no idea that they had the problem, that occasionally teeth can't be saved. And in those cases, you usually will replace them with implants, which are great. In fact, I actually have a couple of implants in my own mouth, not because of periodontal disease, but because I had a cyst around one of my teeth. But
let me interrupt you for a minute, because this is very important information, but we have a caller waiting.
We have a caller on the line. We have Larissa from Waterford. Larissa, what's your question?
My big question is to Dr. Nemeth. Because of oral care, it's a part of all health patient, but they connect it with altogether to respiratory diseases, and COVID-19 is a very significant risk with vaccine. And government provided for us vaccinate, but government doesn't give us name of medicine or treatment. The patient know how is treat. And I would like to speak and explain. Because of flu vaccination.
Well, I know you would like to speak and explain, but if you want my comment about the vaccine, is that what you're asking for?
Your opinion, number one, it's a doctor opinion. Because of I'm a general union nurse. Yeah, I understand treatment is important. You know, medicine is what is...
Well, let me interrupt for just a moment. So Since COVID-19 has come on the scene, we have much improved treatment for it. So if you do have it, the steps that have now been taken are enormous in actually treating it and saving the lives that could not be saved 6 months ago. Eli Lilly has something on the market now that if you're diagnosed with COVID and you don't have to be hospitalized, you get an infusion of something called BAM, which reduces the number of people that have to go to the hospital from 16% to 4%. So there are huge advances in treatment, but nevertheless, you still do not want to get COVID. And if you do get COVID, you want to minimize the effects of it. So let's talk about the vaccine itself. I have not had the injection myself. I'm on the list. I hope to get it soon. But you have to remember, this vaccine has been authorized by the FDA for emergency use. Authorized is not approved. There is a difference. They can't approve it because it hasn't been around long enough to give them the evidence that they need to give it approval. But they have given it emergency authorization. And my own belief is that it's probably perfectly fine, perfectly safe. And if you have a chance to take it, I would take it, particularly if you're over 65 or you have cofactors that make you more susceptible to the problem. Now, we have a wonderful little dog named, what's the dog's
Pino,
name again?
Pino, P-I-N-O-T. Who has decided to run around the studio.
He's named after
moment.
A wine.
Really?
And he's like a sort of a Shih Tzu kind of thing. And he's not barking at me because dogs love me totally. But he is barking at someone else. But at any rate,
your assistant.
So we've got a lot now that can ameliorate or treat COVID much more effectively than before. But nevertheless, we still don't want to get it. For instance, one of my daughters did have COVID in the early stages, and she had what was called long haul syndrome. Long haul syndrome means that you continue to suffer some of the after effects, not for days, not for weeks, but sometimes for months before those long-haul syndromes are gone. That could be brain fog, that could be fatigue, it could be any number of things. So I think it's important to try to avoid getting COVID. Wearing masks, I do believe, is very, very important. And I think getting the vaccine is a good idea. Of course, we don't know long-term results. Unfortunately, we can't, because the vaccine hasn't been around that long. But I think it's safe, and I think the opportunity arises, get it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nemeth. We're going to have to take a quick break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Joseph Nemeth Radio Show. We're talking about the treatment of gum disease can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have a question, you can reach Dr. Nemeth by calling 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to call the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to this special edition of the Dr. Joseph Nemeth Radio Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. We're here tonight talking with Dr. Nemeth, board-certified periodontist in Southfield, Michigan. Dr. Nemeth is with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic, the latest treatments in periodontic care, and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctor on the topics we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Nemeth, while I understand that your treatment and your facility is state-of-the-art, very important, people need to know about it. I know we've got callers back top, Siobhan.
Yeah, so a bunch of people called in over the break, I guess. So starting first, we have Dave from Lincoln Park. Dave, what's your question?
My question is, I wonder if those water picks are good in preventing periodontal disease.
Yes, Dave. I do recommend the water pick, and I think it's very helpful in helping to prevent periodontal disease. And we recommend the water pick for virtually all of our patients once the disease has been treated. The only risk with the water pick is if you have active periodontal disease and you have deep pockets, occasionally you can drive these bacteria deeper into the pockets if you don't use the water pick properly. But generally, I recommend the water pick. I use the water pick twice a day myself. I think it's very valuable if used correctly and your mouth isn't too infected.
Wow, great information. Yeah,
you.
So up next we have Kathy from Pennsylvania. Kathy, what's your question?
Yes, I go to the dentist, you know, as often as I can, and I believe that I may have that periodontal disease because my gums seem to be receding. You know, they're not seeing too many patients. They did put a filling in, but then I had another one fall out, so I'm waiting to get back in again. And what should I do? I mean, wouldn't my dentist have said something to me? I mean,
not always. You know, it not always. Unfortunately, periodontal disease, gum recession is very slowly progressive. And if you're seeing the same dentist all the time, they don't often notice the change from one appointment to another. In fact, most of the patients that are referred to me are very frequently referred when they go to a new dentist because their dentist is seeing them with fresh eyes where their previous dentist may just, you know, they see them, they don't know much of notice much of a change, but it's slowly progressive. But gum recession is a form of periodontal disease. When your gum recedes, there is bone underneath it that also recedes. If you lose gum, you lose bone. The tooth loses support, and it becomes more at risk. So something should be done and can be done about gum recession. We do something called the pinhole technique, the pinhole surgical technique, to build up, thicken the gum, and bring it back up over the roots to give one sort of the youthful gum tissue look that they had, and also mainly to prevent further gum and bone loss. So gum recession is definitely a concern, and depending on how severe it is, should receive attention. Absolutely.
Well,
okay.
Thanks for calling in, Siobhan.
So we have even more callers coming in from all
out.
Over the place. Up next, we have Xavier from New Mexico. I hope I said your name properly. Xavier, what's your question?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I had a question on COVID-19, and I wanted to ask, well, first off, my mom, she has multiple sclerosis, and my dad, he's going through, like, hip problems and stuff. And my brother, he's like allergic to egg white and stuff, so he can't really. We get our shots, our required shots, but he can't take the flu shot. So I had a question on how can we stay healthy as a family because of our underlying issues, and how can I prevent my mom or my father from getting worse?
How can you prevent them from getting worse? Is that what you said?
Or being exposed to COVID or getting COVID, I would
imagine. Well, as I've been saying, the most important thing you can do, of course, wear masks. I think that's critically, 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 critically important. And it's critically important. So,
well said.
Really, it's much more important than people realize. You know, in dental offices, we always wear masks. And I was talking to a physician who said he's seen less infections. He has actually seen no infections within dental offices or patients who got them from dental offices. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It may. But because in dental offices, we're so used to wearing masks, it makes a huge amount of difference. But I think really what you need to do is you need to make sure that your parents are healthy. And one of the keys to their health is having a healthy mouth. And they have to make sure that their gums are healthy because, you know, I'm going to go through some of these numbers just really quickly. We have many patients who have diabetes. In almost every one of these diabetic patients, once we eliminate their periodontal disease, their A1C or their blood sugar level goes down. They can sometimes reduce their medication. It almost always improves diabetes. Do you know that there is about a 60% increased risk in pancreatic cancer in men? 59%, almost 60% increased risk for pancreatic cancer in men who have periodontal disease. It affects high blood pressure. It affects lung cancer, COPD. Pancreatic cancer, as I mentioned, stroke, definitely a higher risk for stroke. It goes on and on and on. I really wish I had time to talk more about these individual diseases. But if your mouth is healthy, you are going to live longer. You are going to be healthier. a physician, an internist, a well-known internist at the Cleveland Clinic said, if you have a healthy mouth, you can live 6 to 7 years longer. If you're unhealthy, it can take 6 to 7 years off of your life. So this must be diagnosed. You must have it checked because most people don't know they have it. Actually, 70% of individuals over 65 years old have a form of periodontal disease. It's extremely, extremely common. Most people don't know that they have it. And most people who lose their teeth because of periodontal disease. But now it's more important than just losing your teeth. It's losing your health. It's losing your life.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
wow.
Siobhan.
Yeah, so we still have two more callers. We'll try to get to you both in this segment. So up next, we have JC in Maryland. JC, what's your question?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Thank you all, first of all, for having this conversation. It's much needed in this time and this age. Great information thus far. My question is, what is the contributing factor to people who already have, say, maybe metal implants or already have fillings or cavities, and possibly how can the removal of teeth, say, by maybe just an ill-trained eye of certain dentists or periodontal specialists that maybe perhaps are removing teeth prematurely. I know cavities are sometimes technically embalmed, and that's a practice that pretty much was extinct. I don't even since the Egyptians. But is that currently a medical practice that affects the periodontal health of the lower-income populations as well as the upper classes?
If you're talking about dental implants or if you're talking about root canal treatment, they're both done. There was actually a video that was withdrawn. I think it was on Netflix. It was a one-hour video that talked about all the dangers of root canals. That there's a continuing infection if you have a root canal. I don't believe any of that. There's no conclusive evidence for that. I have a number of teeth that have root canals. In my younger days, I ate a little too much sugar. But I think that dental implants are perfectly safe. If you lose teeth, I think that's the very best way to replace them. If you have a dead or dying tooth, I think root canal is the very best thing that you can do to hold on to that tooth. So I do not really see any significant problems. My own feeling is, in my office, we don't allow tooth extraction. We will not allow you to lose your teeth. We have a law against it, almost. I mean, we try to save every tooth we possibly can. Now, sometimes we can't, but most of the time we can. And I've had a number of patients who've come and they've been told they have to have these teeth extracted or sometimes all their teeth extracted. Not necessary most of the time.
That's very, very good information. And we've got a lot of callers still waiting. But in the meantime, we're going to have to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Joseph Nemeth Radio Show. We're talking about how the treatment of gum disease can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have a question, you can reach Dr. Nemeth by calling 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to call the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to this special edition of the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. We're here tonight talking with Dr. Nemeth, board-certified periodontist in Southfield, Michigan. Dr. Nemeth is with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic, latest treatments in periodontic care, and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. This is our final segment, so if you have a question for the doctor on the topics we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Siobhan, I understand you've got a backlog of calls, so let's get to it.
Yeah, so up next we have John from, get this, Ireland. John from Ireland, what is your question?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've actually a two-part question. One is, I'm just wondering what's the expected success of the LANAP procedure for younger patients, let's say with a moderate periodontal disease. And the second part of my question is, has there been any experience of treating periodontal disease either with LENAP or another treatment modality? And is there any evidence post-treatment of a reduction in arthritic flare-ups or anything even that would be related to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me address both of those questions. Has there been success in treating younger people who have periodontal disease? The younger we treat them, the more success we have. But remember, treatment consists of two parts. If it's caught early, that's great because there's usually very little bone loss. We catch it in its early stages. We can stop it and we can preserve all the bone and stop that disease in its process with the cooperation of the patient. As I said, I do 50% of the work. You do 50% of the work. So we're going to stop the disease. We're going to teach you what you need to do. It's not a lot, but if you do what you need to do, especially if you're young, you're in all likelihood going to keep all of your teeth for the rest of your life unless there is some other genetic or background disease that may be going on. But the outlook is exceedingly good. The second question was, repeat that second question for me, if you would, please. I don't understand Irish.
No, the accent is fabulous. Are you still with us, John?
I'm sorry.
I'll repeat it. I was wondering, with regards to periodontal treatment, particularly with the LANAP procedure,
yes,
where there may be maybe new bone growth and
yes,
sort of
that's exactly right.
Size, so less place for bacteria to hang out and other sort of inflammation to cause problems. Is there any evidence that this sort of treatment would reduce
arthritic syndrome? Yeah, we know that it's very strongly related to rheumatoid arthritis. If you have periodontal disease, you are four times more likely to have a problem with rheumatoid arthritis than otherwise. So yes, if you can get the patient healthy, if you can cure the periodontal disease, stop the periodontal disease, I believe it will definitely have a major impact on arthritis and the recurrence of arthritis. By the way, let me just mention one thing about the LANAP or the laser gum treatment, the laser procedure for treating periodontal disease. What's great about it? It's virtually painless. That is, it just doesn't get any better. You can eliminate the disease in a painless process by using the laser to kill those bacteria and heal the gum pockets, and there's little or no pain involved. In fact, usually we give the patients something to relax them. They're usually asleep while we're treating them. It's extremely effective. You have another call.
Oh, yeah, we're inundated with
calls. We have a lot of calls from California, Grosse Pointe, Maryland. Who's
all over. So
By the way, I don't know how somebody's hearing me in Ireland. I mean, that.
In Ireland?
I think it's on the live stream on the web.
I guess.
Well,
whatever.
Also, WJR
anyway,
is always telling us
I love Ireland.
For all over.
It's green and it's beautiful. But let's go on.
We have an Irish name, Siobhan. There
right.
you go.
Okay, so
keep going.
Up next, we have Malcolm from Maryland. Malcolm, what's your question?
Hi, doctor. Quick question. Your name says Nemus. Have you ever used anything such as natural supplements like neem powder or like coconut oil pulling or anything like that?
It's very interesting. We've done some research in our own office. In fact, Skyler, who is here right now, did an experiment because he was a strong believer in coconut oil, oil pulling, it's called. So we took a sample from under his gums. We saw spirochetes. We saw some active bacteria. This was before we did any kind of regular treatment. And he said, I'm going to do the oil pulling because I think, right, Skylar? I think that that's going to take care of it. So how long was it? You did it for 30 days? How long?
35
days of oil pulling using either coconut oil or one of those similars. It might have been tea tree oil. There are a number of them. And he came back. We took another sample. No change. So I think I cannot endorse oil pulling, whether it be coconut oil or whatever. It's not going to cause any harm. And if you want to waste some time, because you have to rinse, I think, for 15 or 20 minutes each time you do it. So it takes a lot of time. And from what I've seen, at least in our office, it was of no significant benefit.
Okay.
Okay, let's go on to our next caller. So thanks for calling.
Yes, up next we have Andres from California. Andres, what's your question?
Hi, I'll try to be quick so more people can get to ask things. Thoughts on treatments like, for instance, the PerioProtect trace. Maybe you're familiar with it. I'm sure you are.
Perio what?
Protect, I think. PerioProtect.
PerioProtect, yes. I'm familiar with it, exactly.
Yeah, your thoughts on it?
My thoughts are, it can be helpful, and I think the PerioProtect, you actually put a mouthpiece in your mouth that fits around your teeth, and you put an antibiotic gel in that mouthpiece, and you force that into your mouth so that theoretically you're forcing the antibiotic gel under the gum by putting it in this mouthpiece. I think probably it is helpful. I think probably it does help to kill some bacteria. And well, of course, if you read their information, it's the end-all, be-all, and cure-all. But it will not, in my opinion, really get to the areas that are as deep down as one needs to get. So what I would say about PerioProtect, I'm actually certified in PerioProtect. But we do not use it in the office because I do not think you can get the ideal result, and it takes a long time. And I just think there are many other methods, well, one primarily, which is the laser treatment to stop periodontal disease in its tracks.
Well, thank you for calling. Do we have any more calls?
No, that's it for now.
By the way, let me mention something about gum recession. We do something called the pinhole surgical technique for that. It's pretty much painless, where we cover the gums that have receded. So there's something called long in the tooth. Long in the tooth is another term for getting older because your gums recede. So we like to make you short in the tooth, bring that gum tissue back down, give you that youthful look that I had mentioned before. Of course, we also do dental implants in cases where teeth can't be saved. And we try to save every tooth we can, but sometimes it's not possible. And in those cases, we do dental implants, which are the next best thing to having your own teeth. So those are great also. There's so much more to cover here. I really wish I had more time.
We'll
just have to wait till next time to hear more very important information.
It's incredible. Just remember, I've said this before, if you have a healthy mouth, you will be a healthier human being, and that is a guarantee. So keep your mouth healthy. Your body will be healthier. You will feel better. You will probably be happier because if you're healthier, you're going to feel better and you're going to be happier.
Well, I think that's it. Dr. Nemeth did my clothes for me, so I'm happy about that. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. And again, I want to thank Dr. Nemeth for talking to us this evening about taking charge of our health, being proactive, and avoiding the devastating disease of our time. To learn more about Dr. Nemeth's periodontal practice, you can reach him directly at 248-357-3100. That's 248-357-3100. Or by visiting him on the web at drnemeth.com. Again, that's drnemeth.com. We hope you enjoyed this special show and that you've become more informed about periodontal disease and its impact on the major diseases of our time. Thank you for listening.